The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Stop. In a political system, the world's so rough, that it's cold. Our USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch. The very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA. Quality you deserve. Quality, selection, and value. That's Nemmons IGA.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Jeff in the air chair here at Tracy and Friends. 10 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. We hope everybody's having a wonderful lunchtime out there, and you're doing good, having fun, and doing what you do every day. It's Friday, and that means the work week is over for most. And we don't have to do anything again till Monday morning, unless you're me. And then that's you have to do something every morning, and that's okay. I like it that way. But how's everybody doing out there? We're here to talk up to you about what's on your mind and give you a little taste of what's on our own mind. And we're going to talk about a number of things today, but you can check us out here at WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on iHeartRadio at WSOM, iHeart, and then also at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. That's the fun place. That's where we have our chat room at, and people get in that chat room and they talk about all manner of things, and it gets to be a little fun here and there. So if you haven't checked us out, we invite you to check us out. We're broadcasting over the internet worldwide, and we get people and views from all over. And we do have our regulars, just like any show, and they say very predictable things, very crazy things at times, I think. But you know what? That's okay. 330-781-9600, 1-347-945-5229. Caller, you are on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Okay, I want to like to say something. The minute you disagree with me, you can cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
Obama is going to bring down all the people, including this government, country, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And how can Obama and Biden legally take the oath of office, having already moved against our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and what Supreme Court justice could actually legally swear them in? So everybody should start calling. If you agree, everybody should start calling your congressmen and your senators and telling them to stop this inauguration.
That's interesting. I don't know if we're going to be successful in stopping the inauguration, but
if all of us start calling right now, because if you agree with me, now, do you think Obama's going to take us all the way down to the bottom?
Yes, I do, and I said it. 4 years ago, when he first ran, and as a matter of fact, you know, it was like because of what he said in his book that he had to take the United States down to build it back up. Nobody read his book, and all his supporters that I've heard and talked to don't talk about that because most of them haven't read the book. And you know, I had a lot of people now. Prices on their medicines are going up. Prices on a number of other things have gone up. And they are livid. Well, what happened? They're trying to blame it on the Republicans. And I'm saying, no, this is what you voted for. Because the taxes that are in the health care bill, the taxes, the payroll tax went away with this last debacle. And a number of things happened that just went away. And now they want to stop the guns, which is crazy to me, and I don't understand. why the supporters are sitting on the side, you know, not saying anything, and they're being silent, and they're still rah, 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 you know, Obama. And it's crazy to me. I mean, it's absolutely insane. It's almost as if there's a mind control on 52% of the people in the country. And nobody's having any regrets at this time. And outlook is terrible. What do you think?
I think it's awful. And I think this economy is going to go in the tank. And I'm sure it is. And then we've had mock invasions of our southern coast by seven nations. We've had the Chinese controlling the Panama Canal. We've got Chinese training on our bases. And we had an Idaho governor give away 50 square miles to the Chinese to come in and build a town.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are being invaded with the illegals, too, allowing the terrorists across our borders, setting us up for a grand finale that we will not like. And I think every person should start buying as many as they can and stocking up on the ammo, too. And I wish that we could get some investors to invest in ammunition factories, because I think we're going to desperately need them. And I think we're headed down the tube. I called the Teamsters Union. I got a hold of them this morning and told them right now, at this time, the unions could actually save this country. The law and shoremen shut down these ports, stop the junk from coming into this country until we start producing again, because this free trade is what killed it. And I've got trying to get the Teamsters lined up to go too, along with the railroad to go and isolate D.C. right at this moment in time, because we have got to do something as patriots to save our country, and we must do it now. And that's why
here we go with crazy talk again.
Congressman, and stop this inauguration. I think it can be done because they're already not qualified to be sworn in.
Well,
Obama and Biden.
I agree with you that I think that they have made several affronts to the Constitution by refusing even a law that was made and upheld by the Supreme Court, which was DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. And you didn't have very many people crying. He said he took an oath to uphold the laws of the United States. Now, he has no problem upholding the abortion law, but he had a problem when it comes to the Defense of Marriage Act. Now they're destroying the Defense of Marriage Act piece by piece and dismantling it. I think that is something that we need to take into consideration, and I don't understand. I know churches are afraid to discipline people, and I know churches are afraid to do certain things, but for people that voted for these things and the hate crimes legislation that now have United States pastors serving time and being fined for having Bible studies and for going to other nations and evangelizing, I think that that's a huge problem. And I don't understand the churches. But I will say this. When they start to dry up, I think they'll start understanding. Because people want something that's real. They don't want something that's just going to go right along with everything else. Except those people, they're going to be, you know, pretty, they'll go along with things. But the thing is this is craziness. Direct frontal search to the Second Amendment, direct frontal assault to religion, which is supposed to be Congress shall make no law, either supporting or preventing the free will process of religion. There's no way that they should be able to tax you because you didn't provide birth control and abortion pill. Why are we rolling over on this, church? Why? Sir, I appreciate your call.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
We all got to become Americans at this time, and we all got to start standing up together. You have a great day. Thank you for taking my
Thank
call.
You for calling, and I thank you so much for calling. And I do share your sentiment. I don't think that we're going to be able to stop the inauguration, but I will say that I think that there should be several things going on that we challenge this administration about. Okay, Liberal One, you are on once again.
Here we go with crazy talk again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's crazy to
wow.
you, but it's not crazy to us, though, Stanley. You have to understand that.
It's crazy
okay.
talk. I'm sorry for...
No, that's crazy to you.
Talk,
understand something.
In my point of view, you're asking me in my point of view, it is crazy talk. I do not agree. I agree with the direction that our president is going.
Yeah, I know
and
you
by
do.
By the way, Jeff, we had an election about that also.
It doesn't matter whether you had an election. You did not elect a king, Stanley.
Election has consequence. We won. You didn't. People
Stanley.
Were in agreement with what he did.
Stanley, this is what you're going to cause because when you start messing with the Constitution, which he has already vowed to do because he says that this is a troubled document fraught with inconsistencies, which is craziness, crazy to even say. Now, that's crazy talk. That's something that has kept us as the strongest nation in the world. For 200 and something years.
That's what you believe. I
absolutely believe it because I'm
what
living.
You believe. And a lot of other countries
okay.
would debate you on that and say you're not.
You know what? I don't give a flip about another country debating me. They don't live here. Listen to me.
I love what you're saying, Jeff. You don't care about the rest of the world.
No, I don't, Stanley. I just muted you too. No, I don't care about the rest of the world because I don't live in the rest of the world. I care about them as brotherly love is concerned, but as far as their governmental standards, no, I don't care about them. I live here. I care about here because this is what affects me and mine and everybody else. Because a lot of you guys don't know what the heck you are talking about. You never do any background and any study and don't understand who people are when they tell you who they
family,
are.
Unique,
Hold on,
individualized,
right now.
And promoting
it. I already did that. Okay. So anyway, if you always want to, you know, you just want to ignore the facts, then that's what you do. Local caller, you're on the air.
This is Steve.
Yes, Steve.
In some ways, I may go along with my buddy Stanley.
Yeah, I know. I know you will. Go ahead.
So,
I'll bring you back, Stanley.
I have a religious question to ask you, too, Jeff.
Okay.
And I know that Stanley doesn't believe in, I guess he's...
Right. He doesn't. Don't waste my time now. Yeah, he does not believe in God, so no problem.
I mean, sometime I can understand why he has that mindset because of hypocrisy.
Absolutely.
That he sees in religion, and there's hypocrisy in all religions, even a religion that I always talk about. There's hypocrisy even amongst them, too.
There's hypocrisy amongst everybody, Stanley.
I mean, Steve. Jeff, what I had to ask you, I've heard a minister talk about the kingdom of God within you.
Yeah. So
what do you mean by that?
The kingdom of God being in you is your belief in God and what he set up as a rule of order for God's kingdom on earth. The church is supposed to be the kingdom of God on earth. Whatever we do, we're doing as representatives of God. And God has given us direct orders and still talks to us today. And those that don't believe that, I'm sorry, that's okay, he does. And he directs and he moves. But the thing is, as it's going on, you have many churches that are religious and they are not pushing any kind of relationship with God, nor are they looking at it, this as a kingdom. They are very secular. They're very earthly minded. They're not spiritual at all. And I have to understand, tell you something, that being a born-again Christian or something does not make you a certain way that you are just living the best of life, you never make mistakes or anything like that. No, you're forgiving and you're working out your soul salvation by walking with the Lord. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, right standing with you and God, right standing with you and your fellow man. Peace, where you're not worried, you're not conflicted about everything that's going on because you know that God has everything in hand. Joy in the Holy Ghost, that you enjoy people, you enjoy God, your relationship, everything. That is the kingdom of God, and it works a certain way. There's things that work absolutely in the kingdom. And the thing is it, Stanley?
There are some people who has everything that you're saying, which I call inner peace.
Inner peace is fine. I'm not talking about inner peace.
But it has everything that you say. It don't need a God. It has that certain...
Well, that's... then they're missing number three on
that.
They're
not missing anything, Jeff.
I said they're...
Stanley.
They are missing number three of what I told you the kingdom is.
What is
righteousness?
What's number three? Go ahead. What's
righteousness
number
is number one. We're right standing with God and man. Peace.
Yeah.
Having peace. Not worried. You're not scared or this, that, and the other because you're not.
Okay.
Joy in the Holy Ghost. You can't possibly have joy in the Holy Ghost if you don't believe he is. So there you go. You might have some kind of happiness and joy. I'm not denying that. Don't deny that. The Bible says that there's pleasure in sin for a season. So you saying that you have some good times and this, that, that. Before I would say it, I did too. I sure did.
Oh,
so
yes,
okay,
cool.
Stanley, you only can talk about what you know, and that's all I can tell you.
We're talking about what I know and everything. It's so, like I said, deplorable that you make so many statements and you can't back it up. You can't back it up when you have...
What are you talking about? I make statements I can't back up.
Ask you a question. Did you say you can't back it? You can't back up, and I'm going to ask you the question when you have an issue.
There's another reason why.
Hold on, Stanley. I got this caller on, and I'm going to let him finish because he's on a local line.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's another reason why. Remember, we can't see God. He's invisible. And so sometimes it's hard for individuals like Stanley to even believe that he even exists.
Yeah.
And then plus, we see so much suffering and injustice going on, and that more like sours many of us from God because we say, well, why does God permit so much injustice and so much suffering? He does exist.
Okay, now, stop right there. Stop right there, okay? Okay, now, injustice and things like that, there's a huge factor here that the people that aren't believers can't get to, and I'm just going to tell you the believers should be teaching you this. First of all, number one, when man was put on the earth, man was given dominion over the earth. So therefore, men have a free will choice to do what they want to do. Whether it be good, the very first family, you had a murder in it. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay, now, that's right, Cain. So did God miss that or something? Did he fall off the throne because Cain killed Abel? No. No, he dealt with the situation. And he knew this was going to happen because why? Sin had entered into mankind. Sin is just like, if you want to use a paraphrase here, you could say it's just like AIDS is, and it infects everything, and it had to be dealt with. You had to have a cure for AIDS, and that cure happened to be Jesus Christ. Thank God for us. Okay, now, that's all I can do. I don't want to get into a religious broadcast here, but explaining salvation is really real. It's real, and this is what we have to deal with. We're not talking about going to church. I could give a care about going to church because guess what? Some churches ain't nothing happening. You're there bored for hours. Bored. But if
there are a lot of people that are happy at the church because they're, you know.
Some people are, some people aren't.
In your black churches, there's gospel music.
That don't mean nothing to me.
That gospel music is.
It don't mean nothing to me.
It's just your spirit and everything else.
That, my man, you know, like I said, that's true to a certain extent, but. If I go down to the jam session, I can get just as much out of music being played as I can in some of these churches. Because just playing music is not enough.
Mostly men do after they have music, then the minister gives his sermon.
Where are we going with this?
What I had to say is that because there's times I kind of wish that, how you want to put it, I kind of wish that, as I explained to you the other day, I kind of wish that, you know, in our community that there was no guns.
Oh, boy.
That the Second Amendment didn't apply to us because of all this senseless violence that takes
place. Is that crazy South or what?
I'm going to tell you that. Thank you, Steve, because you segued right into what I was going to say. You know, if you go throughout history, from the time, you know, that that blacks were freed in this country, you'll find an interesting aspect of our freedom that went along with it.
Oh, yeah.
There has always been an effort to ensure that black people do not have weapons, do not have arms. It happened in the South. It happened, all over the country.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And it has always been the individuals who sought to oppress the black man in this country that have done this, i.e., the slave owner, the former slave owner. The last thing he wanted was a black man, a former slave, running around with a gun. All right? The Ku Klux Klan. The last thing they wanted was a black man with a gun, so if they were riding around in the night on their horse, somebody could knock them off their horse with a gun. Okay? It put black people on equal footing. Now you've got a situation where they're using race as a catalyst to promote, once again, using the black man to promote gun control. Okay? This is ridiculous,
folks. Because of all the killings that goes on.
Hold on. Here's what I'm saying. You don't use a hand grenade, you know. The problem is, Steve, you've got individuals who have an ulterior motive. Okay?
Right.
The African American. They've used the African American to promote civil rights. Okay, they use the African American to promote gay rights. They use the African American to promote abortion as an alternative to birth control. Now they're going to infuse the African American into the gun rights act. They're going to infuse race into this thing. It has nothing to do with race. However, they're talking about the guns. But nobody's saying anything about the mental state of the individual with the guns. Nobody's saying anything about personal responsibility. You get a gun, you are personally responsible to handle that gun in the right way. Stanley. I know, guys.
Wait. I'm going to come with a yeah, but.
South Carolina, sir.
I just left the guy's house who has 15 guns in his gun case that I could stand there and look at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not one single time in the 30 years I've known him has he shot a single person.
Mm-hmm.
Not one single time.
Now here's the thing. The president just came out with all these executive orders and stuff that he wants to put through Congress for gun control. Not one of the things that he has proposed would have stopped any kind of carnage in the United States. Why do you think he's doing this? Steve, it wouldn't have stopped it. Listen to yourself. Stop it. It would not have stopped the carnage. None of it.
He wants to not allow people to have seminars.
Why is he doing? I'm not talking to you, Stanley. Stanley, I'm not talking to you. Steve, now, answer my question. If none of the proposals would have stopped what happened at Sandy Hook or in the theater or shot Gabby Giffords, what in the world is he picking this fight for?
I don't know.
I do know.
You feel that he wants to undermine the Constitution?
Absolutely, he wants to undermine it. He's already told you in his book.
But he's
not
the only person.
I don't care about the only person. He's right now the president, and he's got a purview over my life.
So
you have to understand, because he has purview over my life, and I have the right to dissent in this country, I'm speaking out against what this president is doing, because there's no reason for him to be doing what he's doing.
Yes, now, there is, Jeff.
There is no reason.
Yes, there is, Jeff.
What is the reason, Stanley? Go ahead, tell me.
I told you. A lot of people were affected. What happened? It was not the first shooting. We had a shooting in Colorado.
We don't care. You wouldn't have stopped it.
Can I answer the question?
No, because you are answering with the same thing that he's saying.
Answer the question
that I asked you. I said none of the proposals that President Obama put up would have stopped the carnage in the movie theater, in Sandy Hook, or any other place. None of them.
Well, Steve, I'm talking to Stanley.
Steve, hold on. I'm not against background checks. I'm for them. That's not the point. But my point is, none of the things that he's proposing would have stopped the carnage.
Wait, background check, like he said, and everything. You think that would have not stopped it? I think he would have maybe stopped it. You don't know about that. No, because you know what? He stole his... You're so fast. No, you're so stupid, Stanley.
I'm sick of you. Yeah, you are stupid. And whoever agrees with you is stupid as well. And this is why you're stupid. Okay, because first of all, I have the pointer here, and I can shut you off and not shut you off. You're going to argue me down about nothing. First of all, I tell you that none of the things that he has here, I don't care who feels about it. You have something called the Second Amendment, which is the basis of this country. It has nothing to do with what you feel. I don't give a flip about what you feel. I care not what you feel. I know that every country that has taken guns from its people, the people have been run over. I shut Stanley off right now because Stanley can't follow a clear line of reasoning. Now, I need to have somebody reason with me, not just give me liberal BS from the side. Okay, I'll bring Stanley back in a minute. But I ain't going to let him stop the truth from coming out. I have the controls, okay? So now, since that's the case, don't you agree? The president can shut us off, and very well may one day, because we're voices of dissent. I don't care. I want to let you get your point out, but I'm not going to let you get your point out with some BS. You're going to back it up. Go ahead, Steve, and then Stanley.
Well, Jeff, I mean, I think that he would like to stop. People from having guns.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, he knows as the President of the United States that he cannot override the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I don't think he does.
Yes, he does, Jeff.
I don't think he does because he is trying. Every one of the things that he proposed.
Tell me what he's trying.
And then he wants people to have a background check, for mental illness.
Absolutely. I'm with that. I'm with it that if somebody's in the same house.
I probably don't deserve to have a gun because I have those problems.
You have what problems?
I'm mentally challenged, Jeff, so I should not have a gun.
Then what are you doing talking on my show? If you're mentally challenged, then everything you're saying is crazy.
Well,
am I right?
You're right, Jeff.
Oh, no, I'm not right. You're not mentally challenged. That somebody told you that and labeled you that.
No, it's true.
You know, well, it's not, because you're carrying on a good conversation. Now, if you want to stay there, that's your own business. Okay, not to saying that you don't have some problems where you have some issues with. But the thing is when somebody's mentally challenged, they act out. Do you go and have fits and go into a rage?
At times I do, Jeff.
Okay, and you tear stuff up, huh?
In the past, I have done
that. I ain't never seen you on the news.
Well, that's because I'm not a totally violent individual.
Oh.
I believe in violence. I mean, I believe in trying to be peaceful.
Wait till I tell Diva. I'm leaving you alone. Stan, I got to bring Stanley back in now.
Anyway, Jeff, you take care, man.
All right, Steve. Keep listening. We're going to talk about you some more. All right, Stanley. Hold on 1 second. Let me see where I'm at here because I don't want to get behind on my clock here. Yeah, we're going to go right there. Yes.
I want to ask Stanley a question, though. Stanley, were you aware that there was an effort by individuals such as the Klan and so on and so forth that did not want black people to have weapons to protect themselves?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Okay.
I was aware of that. You know that the Second Amendment was passed, they say that a lot of people, if you go to history, it was passed to protect slavery. You know that?
Dude, let me explain something to you. you, my friend, are misguided. The Second Amendment.
How am I misguided? Whoa. When we had the final, Virginia was the last state.
Stanley.
Are we going to go
listen,
there? You know where I'm going. So don't
Yeah, I know exactly where you're going, Stanley. That was referring to a militia.
I'm clearly
a
not
state
know
militia,
what I'm
Stanley.
Saying, when you know, I know what I'm saying. You could do the research.
I want you to think of the hypothesis. I want you to think about this. The sole reason the Second Amendment was passed was to ensure that slaves did not uprise against their masters. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think that the Second Amendment was passed to protect slavery because Virginia didn't want.
No, Stanley.
Are you going to let me talk?
It's hard, Stanley. It's hard to because you're so incorrect.
Hey,
first
I'm
of all,
so incorrect. I could go
you are incorrect
you
because
okay,
it was
I'm
not meant to uphold slavery.
Okay,
it was
okay,
actually
okay,
so
Jeff,
the slaves
Jeff,
could
Jeff,
defend themselves.
Jeff, do you want me to go to the founders, which is Patrick Henry, George Mason, and Jay Madison, and tell you exactly what they said? Do you want me to go there?
Go there. Whatever you have to do to prove yourself, Stanley.
Go there. But if I'm right, I will tell you in live TV exactly what they said. And then what are you going to
say? Go ahead, Stanley.
Okay.
Go ahead, Stanley.
I'll go get the text. No problem. Go get the text.
Okay. But what I'm looking at is this, okay? You were talking about President Obama and usurping the Constitution, okay? Who in their right mind would even attempt to take the 14th Amendment, 14th Amendment, something that was written to free the slave and give the African-American citizenship? Also in that 14th Amendment, there was a provision in there that stated that the debt of the country, of the Union, was to be paid back and helped to be paid back from those states that were fought against the United States. So now they're trying to use the 14th Amendment to say that the president, by executive order, can raise the debt ceiling. Jim Clyburn was one of them. The idiot congressman from my state was one of them. Okay? So when you start talking about the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment was there to ensure that slavery stayed in America, then why in the world, after slavery ended, did they abolish the Second Amendment? There had to be another reason. They got rid of the amendment that was upholding prohibition. Why didn't they get rid of the Second Amendment?
Well, thank you. You know, the thing that gets me is people have no idea, you know, what it was about. It was not to uphold slavery. In fact, gun laws were created and enforced. The NRA made sure that former slaves were able to defend themselves against former slave masters coming back to retaliate this, that, and the other. You have to understand that's the reason for the Second Amendment. They also knew that we had people from other nations and even your own government that could go awry at a time that you needed to be able to defend yourself. Government in the hands of the people, not in the hands of Washington bureaucrats, which is what you have right now. You have Washington bureaucrats making these calls, and foolishly, we go along with it, talking about many people voted to have the country go in this direction. I don't care how many fools we have that voted and don't understand who this man really is. I know that there's a lot of people that really, really have a nice big gun collection voted for President Obama, and they're little thinking right now. That thinking, this wouldn't have stopped this. In fact, if we had had more people that had guns, the theater killer would have been stopped immediately. Because just because you have on body armor does not mean that you can withstand the velocity of a 40 caliber. You have to understand that the force of that 40 caliber bullet will knock you down if it hits you.
It will not pierce in most cases.
It won't pierce, but it'll knock you down.
That energy's got to go somewhere.
It sure does. And it will knock you down. Now, if you don't know that.
It will hurt like crazy.
You didn't know that, did you, Stanley?
No, I'm doing the research. I have the quote here of George Mason and Patrick Henry, and I have all the stuff that he said.
Okay, let's go with it. Let's go with it. Talk to me.
Okay. Let me here call your attention to that part which gives the Congress platform. No, let's not go here. The militia may be, George Mason, the militia may be here to destroy by that method which has been practiced in other parts of the world. And this is rendering with useless by disarming them. Under various pretense, Congress may neglect to provide for arming and disciplining the militia, and the state government cannot do it, for Congress has an exclusive right to arm them. If the country, and George Henry, if the country be invaded, a state goes to war but cannot suppress slave insurrection under the new constitution, if there should happen an insurrection of slaves, the country cannot be saved to be invaded. They cannot therefore suppress, and without the position of Congress, and Congress only under this new constitution could call for the militia. In this state, there are 300. In this state, Patrick Henry, in this state, which is Virginia, there are 236,000 black, and there are many other states, but there are few of none in the northern states. May Congress not say that every black man must fight? Did we not see a little of this at the last war? We were not so proud of push as to emancipate general, but act of an assembly passed that every slave who would go to the army should be free. So we could
okay.
The whole thing that's saying basically they were doing slavery.
How does that uphold slavery?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
You notice there was one term in there that was being used? But you didn't hear the other part of it that made any sense until later on.
Mm-hmm.
The term that was being used over and over again was militia. But then,
right.
At the very end, he talked about the army. Okay?
Right.
Stanley, they were referring to a militia. A militia is a citizen army. The army is the army. Okay? You have militia today. If you disarm your militia, essentially back then your militia was your reserve troops. Okay?
Voluntary ones that you don't
voluntary
have to pay.
Voluntary reserve troops. So you have to understand the context of when this thing was written. And yes, if back then you had to have some means of suppressing an uprising, whether it be black folks or white folks, slaves or free.
And
yeah, you asked me the question. I said back then.
How did you have a civil war then, Stanley? How did that happen?
Well, we had a civil war because Republican wanted to change that. We had a civil war because basically they wanted to have, because Lincoln had another vision. Lincoln had a vision that basically he believed in equality. He believed that black people should be treated the same way as everything. He wanted to take that out. That's why we had a civil war. We had a civil war because basically the South was depending on the slave and everything, and they didn't want to have the slave to be free.
What happened to the Second Amendment? What happened to the Second Amendment?
I'm saying in the beginning. I didn't say
that. I'm telling you you're mistaken in the beginning.
I'm not mistaken. You told me
I listened to your
the
those quotes do
quote.
Not they're not,
not
telling me
I'm
what you just said.
Jess, I'm not going with what I said. I went to the quote of exactly the
I said, Stanley, I heard the quotes of the founding fathers that you read. And from what you Can I finish my statement? Okay. It does not say to me that they were trying to uphold slavery.
And it's but maybe it doesn't say to you that, but it
no.
says, Jeff, in your opinion it doesn't say that, but an opinion of other people who studied the Constitution would say it does. Do you understand that, Jeff? You don't have the almighty opinion of knowing everything. And I'm because your opinion is your opinion. Like, my opinion is my opinion. But trust me, now, bring a person who studied that, he will tell you the same thing. And you could bring, I'm sure, a person that
Stanley.
Would see what you're saying. But let
Stanley.
Me finish, because you never let me finish. I'm sure you would find somebody in history who studied the Constitution and would agree with what you're saying. I'm sure I could find somebody in history who studied the Constitution would agree with what I'm saying.
I'm sure you can, but you know what words mean something.
Wait,
guess what, Stanley? Stanley, guess what? Guess what?
From either of us.
Guess what, Stanley?
So don't say that I'm foolish for bringing that part up.
I called your name, Stanley, and I apologize, but you know what? I think what you're saying is absolutely asinine.
Okay.
But that's okay.
That's right.
But that's okay. That's my opinion, okay?
Jeff,
hey,
you have
Stanley, Stanley, before I go to this other caller, and you're still on the line, we's free, Stanley. We's free, okay? So I understand where I'm at with this. I know that gun laws by the NRA were put in place so that we could defend ourselves against former slave owners, and we could carry guns and own guns in America because of those things. So, I ain't buying it. 412, you're on air.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
What's up, my man, Alex?
I wasn't going to call today, but I was just kind of really irritated.
You can't keep away, man. You can't keep away.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if you've seen my Facebook page, but there's a picture, that if you saw that monument of Lincoln, where it's the Soldier and Sailors Monument in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's a Lincoln monument showing him taking the chains off of a slave, and he in one hand he's taking the chains off of his hands, and in the other hand he's handing him a rifle, and I think that this people just do not understand the historicity of the Second Amendment. You know, you cannot be free if you cannot defend yourself. Especially
Absolutely.
Against your own government. But what's really insane to me is that the Second Amendment was to support slavery. I mean, where is this coming from? I mean,
from lunatics. I hate to say it, they're lunatics.
I'm gonna give you one example, Stanley. The very first, you have to understand that it took, we didn't have mass communication and our level of transportation that we do today. So when the first articles of incorporation or confederation was done in 1776, it took 5 years for all 13 states to ratify it. It wasn't until 1781. But in 1776, the very first constitution that was written, state constitution, was Virginia's. And, you know, it was written by Thomas Jefferson, George Mason, some other people, some others. And right there in 1776, at the advent of the country, they put in right to bear arms. Now, you're saying that it came from, now, yeah, Virginia has some slaves, but that's not where it came from. The reason, the, where it came from is that the right to bear arms was in the English Bill of Rights even before United States was even created. That's where the right to bear arms came from. But it was just the problem was is, you know, they were escaping government oppression from England. You know, and it was only granted to the Protestants the right to bear arms, and so they were like, no. Separation of religious religion and the state, and everyone can bear arms, you know. And so, but that's where it comes from. It came from the English Bill of Rights, which existed since the early 1700s. So, you know, decades before the founding of this nation. So what you're talking about is just complete nonsense.
But Alex, Alex, I want to go back to what you said. If it's complete nonsense, how come I could do the research on Google? How could I go get some history and everything to prove you? He's challenging me by saying it's complete nonsense.
Yes.
I can show you. Wait, Jeff. Can I talk to Alex? 2 seconds. To show him, this is exactly what I had. This is the founder, what they said. And you can't tell me, Alex, since you believe in truth, that that's nothing. I could come with textbook things that they said, and then I could show you what exactly, which Patrick Henry said, George Madison said about this. And
you just read it. He heard it.
Wait, I want to ask Alex. Because he's a logical person, and he believes in logic and everything. That doesn't make sense. And I'm sorry. That's part of
Stanley.
Our history.
Hey, Stanley, listen to me. Bonjour. Bonjour, Stanley. Okay? I know you've seen the commercial. Okay? Everything that's on the internet has got to, this one on the internet has got to be true. Okay?
So,
bonjour.
Especially from an organization called truthout.org. Stanley, you got left wing crazy behind people and right wing crazy behind people posting things on the internet that are not true. No,
so
you wait
Jeff,
a minute.
Jeff,
and then I'm going to let you speak because we're almost at news.
Go ahead.
They're crazy.
Okay.
Stanley, crazy.
So when a progressive is coming with something that says history is crazy, but when a conservative is bringing something, it's okay?
No, if it's not true, it ain't true.
So that's what you sound. Whenever you make an assumption with the government, with the President Obama, that he's going to take our weapons, which he never did.
Yes, he has every intention of taking. Did you read his book, Stanley?
He has no right to have weapons.
Stanley,
yes, no.
Did you read his book?
Yes, I've read the 23.
Okay, then what in the world did he say about gun control in the book?
Go ahead.
What did he say about it?
I didn't hear the question. What's the question?
What did the president say in his books about gun control and what he wanted to do in the United States? He gave you 10 steps on how to take a nation down, which he's doing right before your eyes by pitting the rich against the poor, black against white, et cetera, and other groups against other groups. And then you make a total collapse of the monetary system, and then you take the country over and build it into what you want it to be.
Hey, calm yourself out. So if
I'm not upset. I'm being emphatic, Stanley.
Okay, being emphatic. So if somebody writes a book about what he believes and everything for some stuff, you think he just can apply it just like that?
Stanley, how stupid are you?
So
if somebody tells you that this is what they're going to do.
Wait,
I said, how stupid are you? And Tracy's told me, don't call people stupid on the air. And I'm wrong for doing it. I apologize. But guess what? That's stupid.
Okay,
why?
Okay. So,
we're getting ready to get interrupted by the news here in a second. So just listen to me. This is why it's stupid, Stanley.
Okay, so I want everybody to hear this.
If somebody tells me something that they're going to...
Alex.
Yeah.
Stanley.
Alex, like I said...
This is Matt, too.
Just a second, Matt. Alex, like I said, it depends on what version of history you got. I've told Jeff, and I'm telling you the same thing. You could take somebody, you think that idea that I said it was crazy, but I'm sure I could bring some people who know the Constitution, who study it, who will tell you that that's true. And I'm sure you could come with some people with books who study the Constitution and say that's crazy.
Hey, Stanley, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the Bill of Rights was ratified by both the Northern and the Southern states. They all went for it, and in fact, the first petitions for the inclusion into the Bill of Rights were northern states. It was Vermont and New Hampshire. They didn't even have slave populations. That's why this is why. And if you look at, I encourage you to go look at the. It's all public record.
I'm looking at George Madison said. I'm looking at what Patrick Henry said. I'm looking at what they said, and I quoted it and I said it on live.
What does that have to do?
Stanley, Stanley, listen. They were referring to the militia.
Okay.
The militia is a citizen army. Okay.
Do you remember that part I said slave? They were
Stanley,
referring
to slave. Listen to this. A militia is a citizen army. Each matter of fact, I would venture to say that each little town had a militia. If you had the army, the organized army was located at certain places. We do not have the same mass media, the same way of getting in contact with people immediately. We didn't have cell phones back then. So you have to be able to defend yourself against uprisings, and even Indian uprisings, man. You still have Indians still out, especially in the north, way up in the northeast, in Ohio. I mean, so, you know, the Constitution, that Second Amendment, they may have been talking about, you know, they may have been saying something that makes it sound like they were trying to,
Why let me ask you a question. Why are you so afraid of if I bring you facts that you could come and
Stanley, you have to listen to what I'm saying. It's militia.
Can I ask you the question?
It's not a matter of being afraid. I'm not afraid of what you're telling me.
Okay. So if you're not afraid of what I'm telling you, I give you the link. Just look it up and then come back to
Stanley,
me.
I read the link.
Wait, I'm asking you. If you have a link of something that tells me it's completely foolish, don't tell me it's completely foolish. Come with a fact. I think this is why it's foolish. Do whatever research you do, and I'll read it.
Yeah, let me try and chime in a little bit. Well, I think, and I didn't hear what Stanley read, so I won't comment on that. But normally if a man says something, you're supposed to take him at his word. So if they said that, then, I mean, why would anybody disagree that that's what they were doing if they said it? Well, because you got the same flip side. Jeff keeps on saying, if a man says it, when you're dealing with the Iranian president, then he means it. Or Barack Obama, he said it in his book, then he means it.
He means it.
So now, if they said that, then they meant it. Or is the standard different? That's the first thing.
I can tell you, they didn't say it. That's what
they did. They said it, but they didn't. All right, that's cool.
I found what Stanley was talking about because I posted it on my Facebook page. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And the what you're talking about is at the ratifying of the Convention in Virginia, 1788, Henry laid it out. Let me here call for attention to the parts, Article 1, Section 8 of the proposed Constitution. We gave which gives Congress power to provide in organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States. They're talking about a militia. By this, sir, you see that their control over our last and best defense is unlimited. If they neglect or refuse to discipline or arm our militia, they will be unless the states can do neither. All right, their power being exclusively given to Congress, the power of appointing officers over men. That's talking about a militia there, okay? But then you're talking about George Mason. All right, the militia may be here destroyed by the method in which has been practiced in other parts of the world there before. That is, by rendering themselves useless, by disarming them under various pretenses, Congress may neglect to provide for arming and disciplining the militia, and the state government cannot do it. They're talking about money, and the state, they're wanting the government to put these folks, to give these people weapons, okay? If the government couldn't afford, now you go down here, what Patrick Henry said, and why was he had such concern, okay, that was the previous one, all right? In this state, he said, there are 236,000.
When he said, if the country be invaded, a state may go to war, but cannot suppress slaves, insurrection,
right,
under this new constitution. If there should happen an insurrection of slaves, the country cannot be invaded. They cannot, therefore, suppress this without the intervention of Congress, and Congress only,
Stanley,
under the new constitution, call for the militia. That's what he said.
Stanley, hold on. You misread. You misread that second sentence. It says, if there should happen an insurrection of slaves.
This is News Talk 600.
The country cannot be said to be invaded. That's a different thing.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
I told you, quit calling me Tracy. Quit calling me Tracy. The big show has started again. All right, we're in our second hour. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial here, terrestrial radio, and on iHeartRadio all over the globe on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, and also on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. You can listen to us and get in the chat room and talk and have some fun with other people in there. It's kind of light today. Not saying much, but listen, when you call in the program here, the one thing I'll say is this. I have a lot of reference things to go over at times, and until we grow big enough to where we can put our hands on it right away, which will be pretty soon, we'll be able to put our hands on information a lot quicker than we can right now. I would like to say to you, please get a reputable news agency that you get something from, if that's what you're doing. Get a reputable source, somebody that's not going to give you a sound bite of history for you to make a conclusion off of. My relatives, in fact, I can tell you, my great-grandfather or great-great-grandfather was brought to this country right down there where South Carolina is at Sumter is where he got off the slave ship at. I know this.
Yeah.
I can trace it back to that time to the people that bought him, named him, and how those people owned my relatives for those 100 or so years.
Right.
I'm trying to tell you is this. Well, not quite 100. It's somewhere in the 75.
Right.
75 years range. What I'm trying to tell you is this. History has to back up with those that were part of it, not some new set of people that come on the scene and make up their own history called revisionist history.
But
there's some things that are left out now that should be. Like we don't have anything in our history books about the black founding fathers. All of the senators and state reps and governors even and things that were came to prominence right after slavery. Statesmen, African people.
Hey, Jeff.
They weren't accepted, and the history was scrubbed. So you do have to go back and get some of your history and figure out what in the world happened and why would somebody scrub these accomplishments out of history. Well, for one thing, because they hate you. They hate African people, African Americans now, and they don't care because when they brought you here as a slave, they brought you here as an animal to them. And no, the three-fifths clause was not a terrible thing because it had nothing to do with the evil people. It had to be with the good people because evil people were using slaves as one whole vote, even though they didn't have the wherewithal to allow them to vote.
Hello?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
They didn't let that happen.
He must have it on mute.
So,
he can't hear no.
Anyway, that's why I am
he need to unmute
trying to grab some things because I just can't stand stupid sometimes. And I apologize for calling anybody's view stupid. I do apologize.
He's got it
but
on you, I think.
When you don't match anything else in history and you just want to go on that thing, I can't go for it. Callers online, 269, you didn't get a chance to talk. You're on the air.
Yeah, we was doing the break. Stanley and South Carolina were reading the document. It appeared. I don't know if it was cleared up as to whether Stanley had a misunderstanding of what was being read or South Carolina. But I did want to comment on something you said, and that's this, Jim. And I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. Let me say that first, brother.
Don't worry about giving me a benefit of the doubt. Let's just talk.
Now, this issue about read Barack Obama's books. He's going to take your guns, you know. That's his aim. Now,
no,
even if
I didn't tell you that that's his aim. No, because that's not his aim. That's part of what he's going to do, though, if he gets a chance.
All right, let's stop. Just stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody on the phone knows that the presidency is a figurehead.
Yes, sir.
All right. Everybody knows. Okay, I don't think we'll get any disagreement, right?
Not for me.
Everybody also know on the phone that the figurehead who happens to be the president now is a Negro.
Okay.
Everybody, all right. Now, first of all, you're talking about, first of all, the business that we're talking about is European business. It's not yours, but now we'll disagree on that.
Yeah.
But let's assume that is true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you actually think that a group of Europeans who have a history of violence and using guns and needing guns, and I'm not against guns, do you think for a minute that Europeans are going to allow a Negro figurehead to take their guns? Yes or no?
Allow it? No. They're going to fight to the death on this one. But
he ain't finna take no white folks' guns, and y'all know that.
Well, here's the point. Here's the point.
What?
Michigan. I think you're missing it. You're missing the point.
Okay.
I do too.
You've got the president of the United States.
he just happens to have some melanin in his skin, and he's darker than over, you know, a good portion of those individuals in Congress and in the judiciary. All right? The problem is, he's just the figurehead. He's just the talking mouth. There is, I believe that there is a total organization up under him, and all you have to do is look at who his cronies are. And then look at who he's appointing in office. I don't believe that he's appointed a single black person as a secretary. I may be mistaken, but I know the ones that are leaving now, he's only replacing them with like-minded individuals, and the good portion of the individuals are, you know, they're progressive. Even the Republican Hagel, he may carry an R by his name, but I 100% believe he's a progressive.
Okay, but we went over that part yesterday, South Carolina. In this, if America is an experiment, and it evolves to an experiment where, huh?
Okay.
You're not saying that America, the concept of America, is an experiment. It's a European expansion. It's an experiment. You don't agree with that,
dude? No,
okay, well, hold on, man. Is it okay? You disagree
people,
with that?
People say that. I've heard that
you
term
understand
before.
What I'm saying, Jeff?
I do. I've heard the term.
Okay,
so.
All right. Let me move on. All right.
So let's not major on that minor. I got you.
Okay. All right. Now, if the masses of the people in America, whether they're lied to, gave a sucker for their vote, whatever, screwed for their vote, if the masses agree to say, hey, you know what, we want a society with no guns, is that American or non-American?
Non-American.
Okay, now, so here's the point. Either the document belongs to the founding fathers, or it belongs to the people, and the people have a right to change it if they so choose. Now, I'm not going to – let's
true.
Not go tango over this issue of he usurping the Constitution. Just stay general for a minute.
I agree with you on that.
All right. So now let's say that
the
people
–
wait a minute. Let him finish his line of reasoning. Go ahead.
Okay. So if the masses of the people who live in America, who call themselves an American – wake up and say, hey, we want to make this a socialist nation, would that be considered American or non-American?
No. It'd be non-American. It'd be non-American. Because
now you see how silly you sound?
You would have to change.
Now
you
see how
communism, communism, socialism is diametrically opposed to our Constitution. You would have to abolish the Constitution.
Either America is the people and their ideals, or it is not. Which one is it?
He's absolutely South. Wait. You got to get with him on point is what he's saying, and what he's saying would be pretty much correct.
Either American is the people who live in it and their ideals,
exactly,
and their goals and dreams and their collective goals and dreams, or it is not. Which one is
it? Exactly.
Yes, but here's the thing. Okay. America is not just some mob, okay? You can't just come and say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to go and we're going to change the whole government structure and become socialist. You have a set of rules you have to go by. That's what the framers
did. I'm not disagreeing with that, South Carolina.
Okay.
We're not
disagreeing. That's true.
You have to go through that process, okay?
We're not disagreeing
both
on that.
Okay, now, no, for argument's sake, both of you are correct as far as what it is. Yes, the people have a right to challenge their own constitution, as we have had amendments to it before for very, very well-meaning things. Yes, the people would have the right to do it, and yes, there is a process for doing it. There's no sense in us battling around a bush about the process. We know that there has to be a process. But the process is not the way we're attacking this thing right now, and that's my issue.
And Jeff, this is something that needs to be said so people can understand. All right, the news media is laying this out in such a way. It has laid this out in such a way that says that this was, you know, Barack Obama had so many more people vote for him than Mitt Romney. If you look at the figures, they were pretty much identical to what happened in 2000. Okay.
Right.
President Obama got 480,697 votes. Romney got 4,124,865 votes. So it was a majority of votes, but it was nowhere near the landslide they're talking about. When they talk about landslide, they're talking about electoral votes, and we all know where they came from. Okay?
Yeah, but Alex, is it Alex?
No.
No, this is South Carolina.
This is South Carolina.
South Carolina and everything. I don't understand. When Republicans are beating the crap of Democrats and it goes the electoral votes, we hear landslide. If we go all the way to Jimmy Carter, I hear so many people saying it was a landslide, and it wasn't.
That's what I just said.
I didn't hear what he just said. What did he, Jimmy Carter, what?
No, I agree. In that case, I agree what you're saying and everything. But the decision, like Mattu is saying, the decision of the population was we agree with the direction that our president is doing. That's why we had an election.
That is not true, though. That's the only.
Wow.
That's the only thing. That's the problem. People voted for him and do. Stanley, look at the polls. Look at the polls.
Tell me why I voted. Yes.
Stanley, you voted because you wanted this man to run the United States.
Okay,
but he is
but
not. Stanley, listen.
That's not true.
Stanley.
That's not true.
No, that's not what I'm saying. He's only the president. He is not
the
Congress, and he is not the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Okay? There's three branches of government.
Okay?
The executive. The legislative, and now my mind is totally gone on the third. But you know, thank you, and the judicial. So you have three branches of government, and we're getting ready to go to break here in just a couple seconds because I missed my breaks on the last time. So I want callers online, hold on. We're going to finish this up on the other side on talking about a few things. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229 for WSOM 600 AM on the radio dial and on Blog Talk Radio, iHeart Radio, WSOM 600 AM. We'll be right back.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not...
Hey, my two.
Yeah,
I agree with what you're saying. Like you said, if the people spoke and voted for this president and loved the direction that he's doing, suddenly we don't have America anymore?
Yeah. Well,
it's
my point was more towards the, you know, the collective people wanted
exactly,
to move in a direction versus
more than just
the president. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff,
I mean, but
Jeff, excuse me, guys. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I got a news flash from Tracy. She has been elected the second treasurer of the Ohio State Republican Party.
Wow.
The second secretary?
Yeah.
Vice secretary. Oh, that's good.
Treasurer. I'm sorry. Treasurer.
Oh, treasure? Oh,
treasure.
That's good.
Wow.
They're going to let us see the books.
Wow.
No, that's
no,
good.
I'm
not
sorry,
making right that. That's very good.
She told me to tell you guys that.
Wow. Tell her congratulations. Wow.
Yeah.
She couldn't get to you, Jeff. That's why she called me.
No, it's just I don't understand. It's like we're having an election, but the election is worth – election doesn't have consequences? Alex, like –
No, you know what you. I'm gonna tell you what it is in a nutshell, Stanley. And it's a lot of belly aching, you know. Even if Mitt Romney would have won and he would have, you know, did some policies and things that Democrats wouldn't have liked, they'd have did the same thing. Oh, he a Nazi. Oh, he this. He that. I think that's a lot of that is just political theater.
I know.
And for the most part, the that you hear using the same talking points, he going to take our guns, stuff like that. We're irrelevant anyway. We just Monday morning quarterbacking about people that's playing in the game, and we on the sideline. So I don't know. This, you know, it's
well,
entertainment.
Here's the thing that bugs me more than anything else out of the whole process. All right? You know, and it wasn't until about 10 years ago that I realized this. But a politician, and a lawyer, I mean that's the lowest. Sharks are above them on the team. I mean, because if you think about it, man, it is in their nature to lie.
Let me tell you something. I've been a politician, so I'm on.
No, I know
what you mean.
100WSOM.com. Now,
I'm gonna tell
here's
you
Tracy.
What it is, South Carolina. It's just the money, man.
I told
it's
you, quit
money.
Calling me Tracy. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair. What's going on?
It's the money.
I wanted to read a couple things to you and just wanted to let you understand why there's such a furor about somebody even attempting to curb gun ownership in America.
Not going to happen.
Why do we own guns? For many, many reasons.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Protection, hunting, and protection. I want to read something to you. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control from 1929 to 1953. About 20 million dissidents that were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, "War can only be abolished through war, and in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun." China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Idi Amin Dada, president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979, said, "I do not want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I do not let any superpower control me." Uganda established gun control in 1970, and from 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. Let me do just a few more if I can. Okay, just a couple more if I can get down this page. I can't get the page to go down. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves were rounded up and exterminated. Joseph Stalin, I just lost it. Okay. Hold on. As soon as I find it back again, I'm going to go back to it. I'm reading these for a reason. I hope you get the point, because what we're telling you is this is dangerous for any government to try to control guns. Okay, now, the people aren't rising up against the government. Why is the government rising up against the people? That's the point. That is the point. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we will disarm it ourselves. Okay, and I lost it. Okay, but anyway, you get the point. Pol Pot, who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Are you understanding me?
Yep.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? As I get ready to go back to the calls, that's why you don't let somebody take your guns.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Listen, just talking to Tracy, and just want to let you know that she has been elected as the vice treasurer of the Ohio State Republican Party.
So she's the vice chair of that party.
Treasurer.
I meant to say that. The vice treasurer or the treasurer?
That's the treasurer.
Yeah, she is the treasurer. She went down there. That's where she's at today, is in Columbus.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Miss Tracy. Yeah, she did try to call me. Maybe she did. Somebody did. But anyway, that's one of the things that Tracy does, is she's very active in politics, trying to change the way things are done in America. And that's something that is something that's hard to do if you're not on the inside. And she's kind of worked her way up through those over the years. Go ahead.
Michigan and I had a little bit of a powwow here while we're at break. And we come to the conclusion. I'll let Michigan say what the conclusion was on what we thought about politicians.
Go ahead, Michigan. Michigan. He must have stepped away for a minute. Let me let Matt get in here. Matt.
Hey, Jeff. Congratulations to Tracy here, too. Just, somebody else getting into the Republican Party that's hopefully turning it back around to a little bit of conservatism instead of the road that it's headed down or has been lately. So that's good to hear.
Right.
With the gun issue you're bringing up, and you're mentioning these countries, and I just want to reiterate it again, what people fail to understand with a lot of these countries with the oppressive regimes that are in control, that the gun violence is obviously down in the country because they have that oppressive regime. And it doesn't mean that the gun violence went away. It just means that it shifted to the government or the regime itself, and they're the ones committing the crimes. Of course, you don't see this recorded in statistics because they're not civilian. So when people look at China or bring up the Middle East or something to that effect, they have to understand that the citizenry is under absolute control, and they're being not only corrupted, and they're having the violence committed against them by their own government. So really,
they're nowhere near free.
Exactly, and a lot of people, because I get this that stated to me quite a bit, that they bring up countries like China or Russia or whatever, and there's been a few countries that they bring up that are non-oppressive regimes, but they practice a lot of very liberal government tactics. And, what they don't understand about that is populace and putting things into perspective. But, with most of these countries, that's what it is. The gun violence is sticks with the government. So,
well, there's no doubt about it, Matt. And it's unfortunate that we have citizens that don't get that. But it is what it is. 330-831, you are on the air. 626, you'll be next. Okay, well, 626, because 831 just dropped off the face of the earth. 626.
Yeah, it's Korea, man. How you guys doing? It's a good conversation, man. But I just want to add, you know, as a defender of the Second Amendment, that what I'm thinking is, like all those countries that you had mentioned, you know, they really don't parallel how we live in the United States because, as you know, Michigan was pointing out earlier, we live in a democracy that's, you know, more shaped by the people, supposedly. That's how it's supposed to be.
You're not a democracy, though, but go ahead.
Yeah, a republic, you know. But
right.
You know, but as it's basically, it comes down to what the people want. And so you really don't have to have a dictatorship if you have democracy. But where you do have a dictatorship or a possibility of one is an example of in the state of Michigan where the governor had, like, threw out the elected representatives of particular cities and instituted an overseer. So in that case, just like in the movie, RoboCop, where the corporation took over the city, you do have a possibility within states where a dictator could appoint a corporation or an overseer like this racist did up in Michigan. And in that case, you would have a justification for the citizens to assassinate the overseer or any kind of government official when they overturn a democracy. So in that case, you know, in the state of Michigan, people should be firing back. You know, where are the gun smoke?
Well, here's the thing. In Michigan's constitution, they had that provision in there that he could do that if the government was not right. And so, therefore, if it was not doing what it was supposed to do, the governor had the means to throw those people out and put somebody over that city, just like school boards in the state of Ohio. They can suspend the school board of the area, and they can put, you know, appointed by the governor school board in there.
Yeah.
And okay, if you would have reversed the color coding on that, and you had a black governor overturning a constitutional white government,
they wouldn't have let him
hear,
do it. They
couldn't have stopped him from doing it because he would have had the law behind him.
But they had to
what the president is doing is not lawful. He is going past the law, and that is the idea here. He's going past the law. He's superseding law. Okay, that's why you had to have health care go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that it could be one as a tax, but not as a law. They should have to go back and vote this all over again, as far as I'm concerned. Because go ahead.
So Jeff, I read all, I heard all the statistics you was reading, you know, all the dictators oh boy, they just gonna line us up. Yeah.
Well,
so
no,
now,
that's not the point. When you're unarmed, you're susceptible to that happening, whether it happens or not. The thing is, you don't want to be there, period.
Well, okay, so who is suggesting that we unarm ourselves?
The president is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
You see,
that's not backtracking. You tell me that I can only put 7 bullets in a clip?
No, so now we're talking about how many bullets. Not disarming you, but how many bullets, right?
That's the start of it, my friend.
Okay, that's the start. So what's the next step? How do they do the next step, Jeff?
I don't know how they do the next step, but they'll wait. But they'll wait for the next disaster. And just like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a disaster go to waste.
Go to waste. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Then they'll say, now we want all pistols that's got 3 bullets in it.
Right. They'll do something as stupid as that. They will do something.
You see my two.
Now let me tell you about.
Well, no, last week we were talking about that this wasn't going to happen at all, and I told you yes, it is.
What wasn't going to happen at all?
That he wasn't going to go for gun control at all.
No, I never said that. I said me and you made a bet. You said he was going to take out the weapon. I told you I want
to
bet.
I said he was going to go after the weapons, and he is after them right now. Assault weapons ban, and no assault was used. No, listen. You have Stanley. Here it is again. Okay, Stanley don't never learn. I got the power. Listen, an assault weapons ban for an event that no assault weapon was used on. ABC News today admitted there was no assault weapon used in Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
Why are we having an assault weapons ban if no assault weapon was being used? That's
okay.
The point. Now, you tell me that he's going to be different than those people I read off. I can't tell you he's not.
But he, in other words, President Obama is not gonna go around with a gym bag, knocking on every door to get your guns. What you're suggesting that's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
One, that the military, the militia, and all interest groups who believe that they can bear a weapon are going to give in to the idea that their guns are going to get taken. This is what you're saying. The military
is going to go for it, and the
general public who believe that they should have a gun, all of them are just going to lay down.
No, sir, not at all.
Listen, that's not what he said. However, the left has said, and Harry Reid stated that he feels that an armed citizenry other than police and security of one form or another is detrimental to America. He's made that statement before.
But Harry Reid is not a general public.
The left has gun control.
We cannot do this. Look, Stanley, be quiet. Hold on. South, I mean, you can't just break in. I'll get you up. I'll get you in a second. Let Michigan finish his point.
Okay, but Harry Reid is not the general public, so I don't give
a damn about WSOM News.
So what? He still is an individual, so I don't give a damn who get up on the mic and say we don't want the citizens to be armed. You're talking about the general public, and the general public, the militia groups, and all of those people with arms are never going to go for that, and it's never going to happen. So we can quit the boogeyman games. It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
Well, here's the problem you're going to run into, though. When you've got individuals, Jesse Jackson making a statement listen to what I'm saying now. Jesse Jackson said that individuals that are armed are a threat to national security.
Who is Jesse Jackson, man?
He's on the Supreme Court. He's the general of Supreme Court, or is he the general of the Army?
You talking
about that,
J.C.
Jackson?
Listen, you guys, you got to listen to what I'm saying. You know, the president cannot disarm anyone, okay? But just as they did with anything else, just as they have done with the Sandy Hook and told everybody these kids got shot with an assault weapon, they will do it through the media. The more you tell the lie, the more you convince the public through the media, the more they believe it, and the easier it is to pass.
Okay. Well, you know what, South Carolina? I know one person. I know two people they're not going to convince. One is you, and one is me.
So you want to tell them what we said about politicians?
He was saying about politicians being lowlifes and things of that nature. But, you know, it really is not the politician. I think it's the nature of the system, and it's greed. That's what it is. But I wanted to say something about the EFM, the brother who was saying something about that, in Michigan. Now, this is first-hand knowledge because I'm from Benton Harbor, Michigan. I sat on that council for 6 years as a commissioner. Now, he said if the roles were reversed, if the roles were reversed, you're absolutely right, they would never let any black folk come and overthrow a white government. It would never happen. That's the first thing. The second thing, they're getting ready to swap out the old EFM right as we speak. They're getting ready to swap him out and put another one. This dude has came down there and subcontracted out and diced off almost every asset that the city has. That's exactly what that was about. Now, we run around with our shoes tied in a knot talking about they didn't know what they was doing and mismanaging money. That's a game. I sat on that council. I got a cousin on the council. I helped put a cousin on the council. Almost everybody that's on the council now, I help elect. That's on there now. So I know that community.
Are you guys behaving in that room out back there? I don't know. See, they can talk to each other while we're on break, everybody, and they go crazy in there. So I'm going to slowly lift up this lever.
Okay,
level
well, I
got.
But that's what
see?
The whole thing
see?
Is
see,
about.
I told you. I told you. I told you. Go ahead, Michigan. You were talking, so you might as well go ahead and finish it off.
Well, okay, that was it. That was basically it. That was strategically to carve up that little city of Benton Harbor on that water. That's it.
Period. Listen, check this out. I don't know what you guys are talking about, neither does any of my other listeners. But I'll say this. I'm not going to deny that people use laws to do bad things with. That's precisely the reason why we can't let our ultimate situation of being able to defend ourselves go by the wayside or even be challenged. It should not be challenged. It shouldn't even be considered as a challenge, especially when you're trying to ban assault weapons, and assault weapons weren't even what was being used. That should put a little bing, wake up, in your mind. How asleep do we have to be to say that somebody who has supported Marxist socialist views all of his life, he tells you that that's who he hung out with, who he was raised by, his mama, his daddy, his stepdaddy, his grandma and grandpa, all Marxist socialist, communist, and a thoroughly left wing liberal people that he hung out with. Tell me, even what's the man that he opened his campaign at in his house, and then he swore up and down he didn't know the man that was blowing up police departments and bank buildings.
The Underground.
Yeah. But he didn't know.
Ayers, you talking about? Ayers.
Yeah. Bill Ayers.
Right.
Bill Ayers. How the heck didn't you know him? See, this is the stupidity and the ignorance of the electorate.
But
people that
Jeff,
don't know, I'm not. There ain't no but,
okay,
Jeff. I got the power. You better listen to me before I set you off. What I'm talking about is this. I watched people get herded onto buses and vans, taken to polls, fed even at times, and to go vote. If you were such a model citizen and so much for everything that you think was going to be happening, you would have got your behind up and gone down there and voted yourself. But somebody's got to go and load you on a bus and take you to a poll, give you a sheet of paper, and say, vote this one way all the way down, and for all the levies. Don't say it didn't happen. I listened to the people tell them that. So you can't tell me that one.
That's not a negative thing, though, Jim.
That's a very negative thing, because those people don't have the – they don't know what the hell they're voting for, and excuse me for saying it like that. They don't know what they're voting for, and they shouldn't vote.
Hey, Jeff.
Everybody should have the right.
No, everybody shouldn't vote if they don't know what they're voting for.
But
you
Jeff,
don't, you
Jeff.
Don't vote if you don't understand.
Jeff. You're making
no. Fabina Man was next. He was talking.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying, yeah. If if you believe in representative democracy and you're going to be in our government, you should have the right to vote like everybody else. And
no, they got the right to vote.
Everybody doesn't have, you know, the time or expertise to become experts on whatever. And if they're, you know, people want their vote, let them figure out a way to get it. And if getting into the polls is get their vote, then what the heck? It just, people are just mad when they lose. I can understand that.
I'm not mad. You know what I'm mad at? That medication that I bought last year for $4 now cost me $50. That's what I'm mad at.
I'd be mad at that too.
I'm lividly pissed with that. And guess what else?
Jeff,
yeah.
Hey, here's the thing. Per pay period, mine went up $35 for my health insurance.
Oh, my health insurance went up last month.
They
told me it's going up. It went up, and my deductibles doubled.
Well,
okay, and 32
minutes.
And 32. Say what again?
So you need to manage your insurance, man.
No, I don't. I can't manage my insurance. I'm on a fixed income. I'm retired.
Oh.
Okay. So here's my thing. Okay, understand this. Now they doubled my deductibles. Kicked my wife off. She cannot be on my health insurance. She has to have her own.
Jeff, sound like you need Obamacare.
That's the whole thing. They're forcing me. I don't want Obamacare. I don't want anything to do with Obama or his care. You have to understand, I didn't vote for him the first time. I wouldn't ever vote for him the second time or again ever in life for anything. You have to understand that. I saw who he was before he came to power. I listened to what he said. All the people that's fooled and did not believe he was for gay rights, when he put in his speech to the DNC 4 years before, that there's two Americas, and there's two Americas, and you should be able to walk down the street and marry whoever you want to marry that you love. And then they're going to say he wasn't for gay marriage, and then they're going to try to tell me, well, he don't really agree with it. He just had to do that for politics. Shut up. Quit being stupid to me. You be stupid to somebody else. Don't talk to me. Because I don't want to hear that mess. I listened to him. I listened to him when he said in his book that you have to tear America down to bring her back up into what you want it to be. I listened. If you don't want to go for it, that's on you. And you know what, Jeff? That's a disease in America, too, is the short-term memory of what people say and what people do. I just had a huge argument with somebody that I've known for years, and they're liberal leaning, and we were talking about Chrysler Jeep going over to China.
Right.
And I remember during the election, for months at a time, because of some comments that Romney made about Jeep going over to China, and the left was absolutely adamant that Jeep was not going to be produced or any production in China of Jeep at all. I heard it time and time and time again. And those reports, there will be no production of Jeep in China. All of a sudden, here it is, and the guy on me saying, well, it's about jobs. That wasn't the argument. I know what I heard. I know what I was attacking.
Matt, wait. When you're saying that and everything, Chrysler was basically the people that said it. It wasn't Obama who said that.
They sure did.
Wait, Matt, be honest. The president of Chrysler said it and wrote a letter to Romney to tell him, you're lying, we're not doing that.
And guess what, Stanley? Hold up. I asked a question. What made the president of Chrysler lie?
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, who's that?
It's Reg, man. How you doing?
Reg!
Yeah, how you doing? Long time no talk.
Man, where you at on my phone?
I can't find. Oh, I must have just called you. What?
No.
Go ahead, man.
No, I ain't gonna. You know, say, I was just. You know, I happened to catch up with you here, and I was listening to what you and the gentleman were talking about. Jeff, a question I have to ask you is the fact, man. I mean, are you really that much against the fact? Yeah, I didn't hear that the president said that he was going to take everybody's gun. I never heard that in anything that. Now, wait a minute. I never heard that he said that in any state. He did say he was going to try to eliminate these assault rifles. Now, Jeff, actually, you can't really feel that people need to have machine guns.
Oh, yeah.
M18s, M17s, and stuff like that in their house in order just to have for protection. You don't need no machine gun to go hunt.
Hey,
let me answer that, Jeff. As a gun owner, black man, I voted for Obama. He's wrong on this issue. The reason why you need an assault weapon is to protect you from people that have weapons. You don't hunt with an assault weapon. You hunt with a rifle or a shotgun. Assault weapons to protect you from people who have weapons.
Well, look, a shotgun, machine gun, they all do the same thing. They all kill if they're used in the wrong way. But
yeah, but you need an assault weapon for the right way. It's the right way to stop people who have weapons who are firing at you.
You don't need no machine gun, man. I don't care what you're talking about. You don't need no machine gun in nobody's house.
Rich,
I
like
do,
that.
Brother.
Rich,
you speak for yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to say, Rich, the most you can say is, I don't need no machine gun in my house. You can't tell me I don't need one. I know the world is dangerous. I see the dangerous people. You have people in this country that are armed to the teeth.
What are machine guns made for, Jeff?
Killing.
They're made
for killing. Mm-hmm.
They're made to kill a lot of people at one time.
Can I answer that, Jeff?
Go ahead, bro.
We need that.
You know, the thing about it is people just construct these straw man arguments about, well, why do you need a gun, a machine gun, all this stuff. That's not for hunting or whatever. That's not what the Second Amendment is for. The Second Amendment is so that the people can protect themselves from the state. And so, let me finish, please. It's so that we can protect ourselves from the state. And in my opinion, these fascists in government and their apologists, their apologist citizens, have already succeeded in derailing the Second Amendment because we could barely buy anything without all of these checks and all this stuff. So, but the real purpose of it is so that we can protect ourselves from the government, and you cannot protect yourself from the government if everyone's limited to small arms fire. You need just as much, just as big, just as fast, just as automatic as the government can get.
As did the people at the time that the Second Amendment was made. In fact, most citizens had better guns than the Army did, than the Continental Army had. So yes.
Right. Go ahead, Rich. Just going to say, the fact is, I'm not just saying it should be limited, you know, that we should eliminate the situation as far as automatic weapons and stuff toward the people in general. I'm talking about in law enforcement and stuff, too. I don't know how often you guys keep up with the news around the country in general and stuff. It was just a couple weeks ago to where this young black brother was killed. I'm trying to think where it was, and I don't know if it was New York or what. I can't remember right now. It was a couple weeks ago. But anyway, to say quickly, what happened was, I mean, the police and stuff, man, came out and shot, I think, this cat like 70-some times or something.
Yes, they did.
Automatic type of weapons, man. I'm not saying just for the people in general should stop, but even law enforcement is too, because I don't believe that law enforcement should have these weapons if the people don't have them either. I'm just saying in general.
I disagree with you on that.
That's Red. We both grew up on the south side of Youngstown. Am I correct?
Right.
Didn't we both grow up there?
Right.
What couldn't we get? Now, you knew a famous guy that lived up on Evergreen, that had been in and out of prison. You know he had a Uzi, way back when. I'm talking about in the late 70s.
Yeah. Well, I know
okay.
a person that.
So now, where did he get a Uzi from?
Had a Tommy gun. I'm not gonna put his name out now, but you.
Right. We can't. I ain't putting out no names. I'm just telling. We know about this, now, don't we?
Had a Tommy gun. I mean, he said it was his father's from World War II.
Yeah, okay, whatever. My point is, people are going to get the weapons. We're going to get interrupted by the news here, so don't y'all get crazy. Be right back.
Hey, Reg on the line?
No, that's not Reg. I'm not Reg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, man, really, just to be honest, man, it's kind of funny to me to hear any black talking about taking away guns. That's some
exactly.
irrational thinking I've ever heard in my life. For a black man saying, "Hey, let's get rid of some guns." That's great. But let me tell you, it wasn't even more funnier than that. If the blacks who are saying let's get rid of guns, let's say that they're doing it because of gun violence. If you lined all of them up. None of them know any black that got killed by an assault or rifle. Most of the ones, most all blacks get killed with handguns. So now if it was a cry about gun violence, the cry that should be coming out of the black community is how do we solve the black-on-black crime, which is done with handguns. So now how do blacks get mixed up in this argument of we need to take assault rifles? What is their interest in that? What is black folks' interest in that?
The interest is in part two of that. They don't want to stop the guns. They want more programs come into the inner city for X, Y, and Z. That's always their solution. They're not talking about the way that you actually stop gun violence on the street is by every law-abiding citizen carrying a gun. And there's going to be some deaths because there's going to be some people trying to pop off. But that's the way you stop it. You get rid of the people who's causing the problem. When they started causing them, you shoot them. And then sooner or later, those people would be eliminated. They don't want to talk about that. What they want is programs to come in, sponsored by this, that, and the other corporation or whatever, to get more employment for some middle class, educated, black social worker or something like that. That's what they want. That is always
so they after the booty that not the taking away of the guns but the social money that they think gonna trickle down
exactly.
on the on that side. Yeah. Well
exactly.
And listen,
that's
let me tell
exactly
you something
it.
About that. Let me tell you something. And you're probably right about that, but let me tell you. The blacks middle class don't even get that social money. They ought to know that by now. I tell you, I sat on the government, so I know the system in and out. That
money
is funneled down through those quasi-governmental and regional agencies.
Yeah.
What the blacks get is the toothbrush to brush their teeth and comb their hair and take a shower money. See?
What you talking about, man? What money you talking about?
Huh?
I'm supposed to get a check? I don't know that
about. Now, he right on the money.
The work
he right on the money.
You know what I tell you?
Listen, man, I'm gonna tell you, they got the CSBG money here, and it would have gone to redo the sewer lines on the south end of town. Okay, somehow or another, two of the city council persons that were from the south end of town got a hold of that money and redirected it to someplace else. Okay. Did not tell the constituency what they did with the money, okay? But they said they worked out a deal to finish something on the downtown, and we're going to get the money back as soon as, the next CSBG grant comes through, all right? You know how long for another CSBG grant?
Man, no, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's clear, man. The government, them social dollars, man, they're like I said, I've been on the city council, man. I know how these processes work. It's a cycle. I say this. They got a program to teach a black how to brush his teeth and wash his face and comb his hair. They got a social program to teach him how to fill out an application. They got a social program to teach him how to give him some gas money to get to the interview.
Yep.
They got a social program when he come back. There ain't no jobs. They got a social program for him to deal with the stress because there ain't no social job. And then it start over.
There you go.
You see, Mr. That's a game.
What happened here was WIA had a program right here about 10 years ago. They were looking for 100 individuals. They were going to put 20 to become electricians. They were going to send them to school to become electricians. 20 were going to go and learn how to be to start out how to be a plumber, and the rest were going to go and learn how to become certified welders. Okay, the only ones that were going to come out of school with a certification would have been the welders. The other two would have had to go through the journeyman's process. Okay, that program sat there. They were going to pay them while they go to school. They're going to pay them their transportation. And then when they got out, they had already set up jobs for them to get paid, and they were going to be paid by the company, and plus they were going to get, you know, the company was going to pay them, but they were going to be subsidized, but they were going to wind up getting journeyman pay. Out of those 100 jobs, those 100 slots, only 13 of them were used.
Well, I'm going to just say this, South Carolina. Most of the social programs that are in one black community, they have similar or the same in other black communities. It's all the system. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying, now in my community, when we did have something like that, we had so many blacks that they didn't even have enough. So I don't know how just the opposite happened there. I'm not saying it didn't. You said it did, so I'm assuming it did.
Oh, it did.
But in general, when opportunities come like that, you'll have blacks lined up around the block. So I don't know why you know.
Hold on, fellas. I just pulled something up off the computer here. Somebody said it to me. I can't believe it. H.R. Bill 226, support assault firearms elimination and reduction for our streets.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And it was Jeff in the air chair. We're here in our last hour of the show, and our audience is going crazy in the background. I was happy to hear my friend Reg. I haven't heard Reg in a while calling to the show, but I'm glad he called in. He and I were raised together, raised up together, so I know how and why he feels a certain way, because we've lost a lot of friends and acquaintances to gunfire and gunplay, including my own brother. And so what I'm trying to tell you is I understand that guns are violent, and I understand that you are afraid of people owning them or having the ability to use them. But the problem is crazy people. It's not the guns, because you have millions of guns. I think we have over 5-6 million guns in the country right now. I think we do.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, what does that do to our ability to be able to defend ourselves if another nation decided to overrun us? Say we have a dispute with the United Nations and they decide they're just going to come in because we have a dispute with them. No. China come in to... Because
they have a dispute with us and we owe them so much money, they feel they have the right to come in. No! Our own government get crazy and want to make us all be dependent upon them. And they want to commandeer all of our businesses and this, that, and other under the auspices of a martial law or something else. No! That's
what
we have built into the Constitution, and we're not going for it.
We've seen it.
Yeah. Callers online, you are back on the air. What you guys talking about here?
Jeff,
hey, Jeff. Just got something over the wire here.
Uh-huh.
House Resolution 226, support assault firearm elimination and reduction from our streets. This bill is a gun turn-in bill. It's being introduced in Congress by the Honorable Ms. DeLauro from Connecticut and Mr. Grijalva. So what it says is you turn in your weapon and they give you credit.
Credit for what?
Up to $2,000 for turning in your weapon. No, I'm sorry. No, it equals $2,000.
Okay.
You turn in your weapon, and they will give you quit for the weapon.
Democrats, no doubt.
Yeah. The both Grijalva is he's the chair of the Progressive Caucus. So,
what makes them think that somebody wants $2,000 credit for their gun?
It costs them. Well, now if you're trying to get an AR-15. You're gonna spend at least $2,300 to get the weapon,
yeah.
to get the stock and to get the magazines. That's gonna cost you.
Yeah.
Last, about 6 months ago, $900 would buy the whole package. Now it's $2,300 because folks know that people want them.
Unless the government releases another batch of them.
Yeah,
you know, each time the president says something crazy, they release 100,000 weapons. Which I think, I don't know whether they're getting ready to do it or not. I got to go check with my source. But a lot of people are not going for it. And I'm really, really looking to see how this is going to point out. I really am.
It was just introduced. It's going to the House Ways and Means Committee. It was on the 14th of this month.
I hope the Republicans have enough gumption in them to shut this down.
Yep.
Hey, Jeff, I just want to point something out really quick. For those people, and a lot of this, us talking about government or having guns to protect ourselves from government problems, and the government would never do that. Have you ever heard of something called Ruby Ridge?
Probably they haven't, but anyway, who's heard of Ruby Ridge?
Well, Ruby Ridge was an incident.
Yeah.
From...
Yeah, no, we asked the question. South Carolina, have you heard of Ruby Ridge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of Ruby Ridge. I've also heard
Alex,
of Waco
you ever,
as well.
Yeah, Waco. Alex, you heard of Ruby Ridge?
It sounds familiar, but no, I don't know the details on it.
Michigan man, you heard of Ruby Ridge?
No.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. Stanley, have you ever heard of Ruby Ridge?
Nope.
You don't know what happened at Ruby Ridge, do you? Okay, Matt. Matt.
Okay, but I think we finna hear it. Let's go.
Yeah,
come on.
You're going to hear it. No, you're going to hear it. This was national news. I don't know how in the heck you missed it. I don't know how you possibly.
Maybe because it's white news. I don't know.
Dog, you had to have been living up under a rock to not know what Ruby Ridge is.
That's cold, man.
I'm sorry. You had to have been living up under a rock.
Hey, man, you got us all in suspense now, man. Be quiet.
Yeah, you better believe it. And I'm building that suspense, ain't I?
Okay.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, Ruby Ridge happened in 1992. It was a man named Randy Weaver decided to seclude himself and his family in the mountains. I believe it was in Idaho. I'm not quite sure on that. But he was kind of targeted by the government because he was into militia ideas. And perhaps he went a little bit outside the law here and there. He didn't really do anything that was unlawful other than he started a militia. and he was very outgoing with the way that he wanted to run this militia. Now, you could say it's a First Amendment thing that he's just talking about it, but whatever. FBI, along with the marshals, the U.S. Marshals, and some other government agencies, decided to raid his home in Idaho. And
under whose presidency, too? Make sure you let that know. You know.
That was Bill Clinton. And so they decided to raid his home.
Damn liberals.
And it turned into a giant problem because everything went wrong with this raid. They wound up killing Randy Weaver's son, and I believe he was only like 3 or 4 at the time. They killed his wife, and it just went – it was a horribly wrong – or the raid went horribly wrong. And so what that's an example of, whether the guy was within his rights or not, he didn't really go that far outside the line, but he was a guy inside a cabin who didn't have a ton of weapons on him, who was faced with a government coming at him with assault weapons, helicopters, you name it, because that's what they felt just to do. So we've seen it in the future where government will go after people with assault weapons. And this man, I don't think, deserved what he got. And pretty much you have a tyrannical government involved, this is what you're going to get. Ruby Ridge is a perfect example of what the government can do and why we need to arm ourselves in case of some of these issues.
Yeah, I guess the thing when you use an example like that, a couple things. One, it's true that you're going to have some of that even if everybody has a machine gun. So you'll have isolated incidents where the government may cross the line, you know, and target little groups. Hell, that's the history of America. But I think to put that in the context of the government now getting ready to subdue the entire populace, the government has a plan to subdue the entire populace and disarm them, I think that's a little bit different. But I do hear what you're saying, but I don't know if that example fits the context of what we're talking about.
Meaning
the government scheming up a plan to disarm or to subdue the entire population. That does not fit.
Hey, Michigan.
That I don't understand. It's Jeff and Mark. I don't understand where you come with the philosophy or the assumption, like Matu is saying, that the government, President Obama did 23 executive order, and none of them said, I don't want you to have weapon at all.
No, he can't say that, Stanley. 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 Stanley, once again, we're going to have a back-to-back here.
Okay.
You can't eat an elephant in one bite.
But
okay?
But Jeff,
you have to do it one bite at a time.
Okay.
So therefore, what they're doing is setting up for their final killing of gun rights in America.
Okay,
understand that that's what Marxists do.
Jeff, can I come back to you something? I'm
going to let you talk, but you're going to let me talk too.
Yes, I'm going to let you talk, but I want you to come back with something also, Jeff. What
I got the power, Stanley.
A lot of assumptions that's not true right now. You're scaring people for things that didn't happen, that's never happened in this country, and that will not happen in this country, period.
Well, Stanley, you say that, and I think that you're sadly mistaken.
And I'm saying
it
that
can happen in this country, though.
It will
and
not
that's the,
happen in this
it
country.
It can, but it won't.
It won't.
Well, you guys are wishful thinking. I don't want
I
can't go
that's
in your wish.
Thinking. That's not wishful thinking. I'm saying, wait a minute, Jeff. When I say it won't, I'm assuming that I'm a person like you that is not going to allow it to happen. So I'm saying it won't because I'm assuming that most people on this phone and most Americans are not going to let it.
If you got 7 shots in your gun, you ain't going to be able to stop it from happening.
Okay,
that's
but
my point.
About an but now watch this. But 90% of the entire block has 7 shots, and you got 1 tank or 5 men with 20 shots. Well, who's going to win that one?
Doc, the ones that have the tanks will win that. Hold on, everybody.
Okay,
I think
then,
so
even if we got machine guns, if the tank's going to win it, so what's the argument then? You see, you're doing a circular argument at that point.
No, what I'm saying is they're not going to try it if enough people have enough firepower.
Okay.
They just are not going to try it. That will not be an option.
Right.
And that's
what I'm saying. I think enough people have the weapons and things that they're not going to try
that.
That's my point.
You're scaring the people for things that never.
I can't deal with Stanley cutting across. He agreed with you. He cutting across you. Look, the lone stranger is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. The lone stranger, I think her name is Tracy.
Whoa.
Tracy Wimbush, what you got to say here? Are you a gun control freak?
I'm not a gun control freak, but I have the right as an American citizen to have a gun if I choose to have one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, sir.
This Michigan man, first I want to say congratulations. That gift that I told you I was going to get you, I am going to put it in the mail now because they let you sit at the table and look at the checkbook. So I think I'm going to join the Republican Party so I can come down there and be your assistant. I want to be your assistant, so when you look at the books, I want to look at them too. Is that possible?
I don't mind. We are very, very transparent. That's not a problem.
Well, I'm gonna be a conservative now. I'm coming down there.
Listen, most of us are conservative anyhow. The majority of us, we just don't know it. And until we start educating people and understanding, you know, Stanley, they're not gonna take all the guns off the streets tomorrow. But I never thought that we would have openly gay marriage in America even 30 years ago. We have to understand that as we evolve, we have to make sure that we put in parameters of restraint. And what's happening is we're so loose with our education and we're so loose with our laws right now, and we are under misinformation of people that we think that it cannot happen to us. And that's the issue that people have. And we're going to have to wake up because you cannot trust in the system, because the system will overthrow you. The same system that encamped Japanese, the same system that enslaved African Americans, the same system that had black codes, the same system that had Jim Crow is the same system that we're talking about. So we need to make sure that we do not erode that which we have accomplished and think that we cannot go back to where we've been.
That's the point. But nobody's – you have to understand that you can't erode something away all at one time unless you have a major, major incident of some sort.
You can't boil a frog in hot water.
That's right. They got you boiling, and you don't realize you're boiling because, you know, the temperature's turning up gradually. That's what's going on. You have to understand. You don't believe that this person is a Marxist. Okay, so because you don't believe that, you don't think, it's not possible that that he could do. But even if he wasn't, let's put it this way, what would the next leader do with that law?
The next leader will do whatever he needs to do, Jeff.
See, this is the thing. Not what he needs to do. He can do whatever he's allowed to do.
Constitutionally.
What do you need to do to have the best America? But first, I want to congratulate.
That's
you.
Not the best America if they come in and take you over.
Yes. First, I want to congratulate Tracy for her victory, for the nomination she had. I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud that she's taking her health in. I'm very proud that she's doing what she needs to do. And what do you want me to say? It is going to be one of her years. And I'm very proud of knowing.
But you know, Sally, it's not about me. And that's just it. We have to realize that when people go into position, it's for the populace, not the person. And you're supposed to be a servant. You're supposed to be helping the people come out of where they are. I'm not saying everyone's that way, but I'm saying that I thank you for your – but it's not me. And I have to give God credit for my accomplishment. But I have to say, we're supposed to be there to serve a populace in a duty. And I'm not going to call President Obama a Marxist, but I'm going to call his physical his ideals are not of a individuality. Because of that,
laws can be put in place that will shape for someone to come in who is more left than he is, that can really put people into a bondage. We need to look at all of the law, starting with the Homeland Security, starting with the Patriot Act, starting with the ability to have martial law in America, you know, the erosion of your freedom of speech, the taking away of true journalism on television where they had to tell you the facts. And we need to be careful of what we're doing, because we don't want to get into the place where we can't openly speak. We don't have the platform to hear the truth. And we have a person in there who is so crazy that we can't get them out, and they do what they want to do. And we're going to have to start with electing and putting people in office that's really going to do what's best for the people at large. And without an, without an agenda.
That is true. Go ahead, Trace, because I got another caller here that I would like to bring in. But we really do, though, send you congratulations, because it may not be about you directly, but it is that you are who we know, and you are now in, you know, doing some things, some big things. That's history. Now, come on. You know you're the first one. That's history. So history is history. Okay.
Michigan man,
will you please come down here and handle this woman?
I can't do nothing with her. Until she get her hands on the checkbook.
No, yeah, man. I'm sure she got it on now. I want you to come down here and handle this woman. I can't do nothing with her. You stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. 814, you on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I've called in a couple of times before. Anyway, I'm actually Peasant Revolt here in your chat room. And I just put in like 1, 2, 3 steps of, you know, what we've seen in history when it comes to the topic of like gun control, more or less controlling your populace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number one, make a list. You know, national registry, which would be a list. Number two, getting healthcare providers involved. All right, this has also been done through history. Weed out possible opponents, all right, possible leaders that could, you know, have the ability to organize and things like that. So this is what we're actually seeing now going on, in our country. Now, with the First Amendment, for example, if I say something that the government does not like that Marine did, and a couple other people, there's consequences from it that I would suffer, just like they did. Number two, the Fourth Amendment is so watered down that literally anybody in law enforcement, if they had a bug up their ass, something to do with that.
We're on terrestrial radio. You can't cuss on the radio.
Oh, sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, an axe to grind, can you come into my home, all right, weapons drawn without a warrant. Now we're at the Second Amendment, where that's getting watered down. Anyway, you can't do it all at once, because I'm thinking of my 12-year-old now. All right, what's this country going to look like for her? Is she going to be in white pajamas with pink slippers eating the government's pink slime? You know?
Yes, more or less, because here's the thing, and something you hit upon, that they don't do this all in one fell swoop. The people that are behind the present movement, the progressives on the left, are your George Soroses. And if you look at the writings of George Soros and why he created 22 organizations inside the United States that are leftist organizations that did bring down a president, more or less, even though he did 8 years, notice that nobody in the Republican Party defended George Bush on any point. Anything that the left said about them, they let it happen. They let it be said. And
yeah,
he didn't defend himself.
Right, and this president more or less gets a pass on almost everything.
Any and everything that he's done, and way worse than what Bush has ever done against the Constitution or anything else. Now, I'm not saying he didn't fringe around the edges of some things, because I think they did. But it's just like this. the United States government, as of 2 years ago now, because of the Obama administration's plan, can hold a United States citizen without any cause indefinitely. Did you know that one, Stanley? Stanley, did you leave the phone? Yes, you did. Okay.
But, you know, it actually goes further than that of what has been going on. Just recently, the founder of Tactical Response, you know, this guy, you know, trained SWAT, police, military, got a little upset over the Second Amendment issue. I mean, a YouTube video. And they didn't like what he had to say. You know what they did? They took his license to carry away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in his state, the only way to do that is you need to be found mentally defective, which he wasn't. So they just went around all that stuff, and now they're basically pressuring him and crushing him and his business. And it's, you know, he's going to be losing contracts, I'm sure. So, you know, this is, you know, not a big person, but if you want to use your First Amendment and they don't like what you're saying, or if it sounds a little scary, then there's consequences that you have to pay. I don't know if people really realize and can just look back at historical references and just look at the similarities on what's going on. It's not exactly the same, but the playbook is.
No doubt about it. We got to go and take a quick break right here. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after these messages. You guys will be able to talk in the queue.
All right, well, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got to hang up anyway.
How you doing, Michigan man? Hello?
I think he must have hung up.
He did hang up, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Him and Stanley.
Now, I don't know where Stanley went.
Oh, there
crazy.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's back.
Who's this? Oh, okay. Hey, South Carolina.
What's up? I think Michigan man's back.
Oh, okay. This is what you guys do when I go off the air. I always wanted to know.
Yeah, no, we don't cause any problems.
I really want to know what you guys did when I went to commercial break.
What? We just talk.
I'm just talking.
Yeah. We don't.
Oh,
you know,
Tracy,
we don't be talking.
No, we can't talk now while Tracy on there.
Well, no, I'm on the phone like everybody else. I'm just a listener.
So where you at, Tracy? Where you at? You out of town?
I'm out of town. I'm actually on my way back home.
Oh, okay.
I'm on 71.
Now listen.
North.
What I know the treasure is a. That's a powerful position, but what seemed like you should have been trying to get on the committee, the platform, the policy committee or something. You on any of those committees?
I'm actually the assistant treasurer. I withdrew for treasurer and became the assistant treasurer. It was just a better move.
Okay.
The platform, you have to work your way up. We have to learn how to. You can't fight, like I just said, you can't eat the elephant in one
day.
Yeah,
I know.
And so you got to slowly but surely move your way where you go. And so
you
got to prove yourself as you go. And so this was a good move. I'm young. I've only been on this committee for 9 months. So to move this fast was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And so now you just take your time and move your way up the hill, and hopefully in the end you will see significant success. And that's something that we as African Americans need to learn. You can't go in there and change the world in one swoop, but you need to make significant strides when you get there.
Well, I'll just say this. From a political standpoint, to me,
if the Republic, now this is just, you know, I call this European politics, but still.
Yeah.
The Republican Party, to me, is in a perfect position to go after the minority vote. I mean perfect.
I
don't see why they don't see that.
I think they do.
I mean, they could get them. Yep.
I think they do. We have to just learn how to posture ourselves to be prepared for when they come. Because if you're not prepared for people to come, and we need, you know, I have this tyrant that I go on this tangent every now and then, and I know they just try to figure out what the heck's going on with Tracy. But white people don't always know what to say.
Right.
And so and black people don't know always what to hear. And it only takes one reason for me to turn you off. Because I'm skeptical of you walking in the door. And so until they prepare for minorities and women to show up, it's going to be kind of hard for them to come in.
Well, the reason I say that is because there will be a awareness shift in the black community, because now they're going to have to go past the threshold of the emotionalism of electing a black president. That's done now.
Over.
And they see, right, that's done. So that they can never go back to. So now they have no choice but now to up their game as it relates to what they can get out of politics. Because they can see for a matter of fact that even with a black president, you get nothing unless you put forth nothing.
I don't know if they'll see that.
Yes, they is. Yes, they. Oh, yes, they is.
You think they
black
are?
Folks,
I mean, Did you see Tom Jordan's comments?
Tracy, here's what the average
347
black knows.
945-5229.
They know it.
I would invite you to give us a call and voice your view, and tell me what you're thinking. I want to hear how you put in the words with your mouth those things. I thank my man Reg for calling. I hope he's listening, and I hope he calls in again. Very insightful. I don't agree with his insight, but because we grew up together, that's so crazy because we both grew up in the same neighborhood, but we both think so differently. But here, you can hear us here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, also on iHeartRadio at WSOM 600 AM, and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends. Give us a call, and what's going on in this chat room back here?
Hey, Jeff, I learned something.
What'd you learn?
We got to give them a heads up, because we're in a conversation, you like just butt in.
Uh-huh, that's why I did it, like, really slow, you know. I let the stuff come back in, because I said, I don't know what y'all might be talking about.
I learned some players of music so they can know where they're going.
You guys weren't in the queue when I punched the sound back in. I had the queue turned down. I'll just let you.
I know. We got to do something. Cause we have a good conversation going on in the queue, and you just like, because, you know, in the internet, they're still listening to our conversation in totality.
I know.
And
so why don't you share this with the rest of the world, you know?
No,
well,
that was a private conversation.
You have to let us know, because if you don't, you might hear something that you might not want to hear.
That's right.
So you trust me.
No, you got to play some music for the other. We got to no more of that. Because we'll be having a love festival in the queue while we're on break.
All right. Who's first? You guys go ahead. I don't care. Stanley, I haven't heard from you in 10 seconds, so I want to know what were you saying? Oh, Stanley wasn't saying anything.
No, I'm a Michigan man.
Okay, Michigan man, you're on. Stanley's there.
No, I was just saying something to Tracy, but you can go ahead. Stan, go ahead.
But that was, I mean, he and I were actually agreeing on some stuff. We can't do that on the air because we got to keep up the act that we can't agree.
Right. I got to help keep Tracy's ratings up.
Oh,
right.
My God. You guys are sick. But here it is. I just still want to know. ABC News today admitted that not one single assault weapon was used in Sandy Hook. Yet the president is aiming at eliminating those types of guns. Why?
He didn't know about that, Jeff. He didn't know that. That wasn't on the report.
Oh, that wasn't on the report.
No, that wasn't on the report. He didn't know nothing about that.
Well, I still like to know. I don't. All these people that trust him.
He's a president.
65.
Hey, know this.
Between 65 and 68% of the people feel that guns should be used because of tyranny, and so therefore that makes us in the majority of people on gun control, because we did not. The president did not say he was going to get rid of guns while he was running. So, or try to limit the use of guns or whatever.
CBS's report said the opposite of that.
What report?
CBS.
CBS? Oh, yeah, I'm sure it did.
CBS's report, that information about Sandy Hook, that was not on the president's, that wasn't on the president's Cliff Note report. So don't worry about it. They got this under control. You know, let us go with our messaging, and we got our own agenda, and it's okay. Because we just go, you know, we don't let any crisis go to waste.
Well, you know, apparently this president doesn't know much about anything that's actually happening, because you look at Benghazi and all these other situations, that's what he seems to claim quite a bit is, I wasn't aware of that, and then suddenly it skirted under the rug. So I don't know how capable this president is when he doesn't know what the heck's going on.
You don't understand. Don't worry about it. He got this. He's a good guy. And his wife, happy birthday, Michelle Obama. Don't worry about it. He got this under control. And you guys just go out and kick it, and he'll take care of it. All right? Don't worry about it.
Release more food stamps. Release more food stamps. That's all. You know, I never saw anybody win by losing.
They should do that, because at my store, I do take the EBT card, so, yeah, release my food stamps.
All right, baby, you better send in a check.
Food stamps are good.
Listen, the first time, I had never seen this before in my life, because they don't do it down here. But I walk into the store, and I have kept hearing these guys, yo, man, can I get a Lucy? Let me get three or four Lucys, man. I'm like, what the heck is a Lucy? Never heard of it. Went to Michigan.
Oh, boy.
You have no idea what that is.
Michigan probably got Lucys at his store.
I ain't got no doggone Lucy. Don't even try.
I know what Lucys are.
Lucys are cigarettes that are not in the pack.
Single cigarettes.
Single cigarettes.
And that's why you 50 cents a Lucy.
You know, wait a minute. Let me answer something Lethal Biograin was saying. President Obama won this last election, and he won it with 9 million less votes than he got the first time. It's number one. The economy was in a shambles. Unemployment is high, still high, and that's what I mean. He won by losing. Losing everything, and the people voted him back in, which lets you know something, because a lot of people didn't vote. They voted. Who's making all that noise? Anyway, 330-747, you are on the air. I think that's who that is. Let me see.
I was listening to, it was some conservative, I forget which channel it was on. But it was some conservatives who were going over the Obamacare and the implications, the future implications. Now, they laid out all of the mathematical formulas to show how. Now, I don't even know if they knew that they were doing this, but they were saying it. But because they were so anti-Obamacare, they didn't matter saying it. They were showing how 90% of all legislation actually that's passed by any president actually does not kick in or you see the effect for about 4 years.
I heard the Lone Stranger say that yesterday, and I wanted to call in so bad because that's
now,
not true.
Now, I mean, they were going at it. They were showing all these reasons why this, I mean, and it made sense that you normally don't see the effect of a policy until about, the real effect, until about 4 years. But when I remember when people were saying, when they were referencing Bush during Obama's first term about his policies, oh, man, hey, y'all go blaming Bush again. He not in office now. It's Obama's economy.
It's so much double talk, man,
when you take sides. It's so much double talk, you don't even, and I'm not just talking about you or anybody, but it's so much double talk and rhetoric that a lot of times you don't even hear the double talk and the rhetoric that you be spewing out of your own mouth.
Tracy, go ahead, and then 747.
And Jeff, I know that you said that, and because I saw you say that in the chat room yesterday when I said that. Normally, you do not feel the effects, but you have to understand President Obama came in, and I guess I believe within the first 3 months, that's when that stimulus or omnibus bill went through.
Thank you.
So, but you have to understand, normally no president really rushes in and starts doing budgeting and omnibus and stimulus packages under his first watch. We know that that was a failure, but that had absolutely nothing to do with normally. You do not feel the effects of your president until the next cycle because they don't kick in until like with Obamacare. We really don't know what Obamacare is going to do to us that we can speculate. But the way things look, you're not going to really feel it until it kicks in 15, and it's going to kick you in the butt in 16.
Well, how you know that now? You just said we're speculating.
No, it kicked me in. Stop it.
Kick you in the butt
stop
now.
It, both of you, because it's kicking me in the butt right now,
right,
so I don't want to hear nothing. I don't hear nothing.
Jeff, in fact,
I got the power today. Y'all be quiet. I'm done.
But that is going on the speculation of the abuse of insurance because they didn't deal with insurance regulation. But we really haven't seen the real blowback that it's going to take on the American electorate until they go to and start enforcing everyone having health care and coming off of their health care at work. You see the downsizing, but you haven't seen people really lose their health care and the mandates and the fines being paid by the company so that they can go on the public system.
747, you on air.
Same talking to you.
330-747, you push the button to talk. Where you at? Okay. We'll leave
You're
them
alone. Not having any luck today with those callers.
Oh, that's okay. I tell you what, we had about 30 calls standing by. Somebody is making a whole lot of noise. Is that you, Alex? No. Matt, is that you?
It might be me, Jeff.
I've been muted.
Will you put your window up, Tracy? Now look.
Do you see what the new treasurer does? Gets all that big head, makes all that.
My God, she got power. She can just open the window on the air on us, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to mute my phone because that's my cheap Bluetooth.
Yeah, you in South Carolina and Stanley. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost time to go home here. But we've had a good discussion today. But the one thing that I really like to get across is that we need to think about what we're allowing the country to do to us. The government's supposed to be of, for, and by the people. And when the government makes moves against the people, then that's a matter for us to speak up. 330-743, you are on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I was trying to get through. We had a little problem there. But listen, these people are very much misinformed. You've got to go back to 1942. The leader of the, I believe it was a Nazi party, could have been a communist party in the United States, made a statement. You probably know this statement. I don't know if you do or don't, but he made a statement in 1942 that he would no longer have to run for president of the United States because the American people will never accept communism as it's presented to them, but they will, over a long period of time, slowly accept it and never realize that it happened to them.
Absolutely.
And then he said, I no longer have to run for president because the Democrat Party has adopted our agenda.
That's right.
That's a true statement. These people don't get it. And you go back to Ruby Ridge. All the facts weren't spoken on your program about Ruby Ridge.
No.
What actually happened to him is they sent FBI agents in there. They targeted him. And then what we call entrapment today, if people really understand what entrapment is, they entrapped him into purchasing a shotgun for them.
Mm-hmm.
He did it legitimately. Then they talked him into cutting the barrel off. He didn't want to do it. He turned them down a number of times. They finally talked him into it. He cut the barrel off. And that was the reason they used to raid his compound, which was not really a compound. It was just his home, just another home up in the mountains.
Right.
And ended up killing his wife, who was carrying a baby at the time. I think
right.
The baby got killed, too. I'm not sure. Killed his son. People need to understand that he then sued the government. I don't know if you remember this or if you know about it, Jeff, but there were congressional hearings about it, and he won a lawsuit against the government.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he
did.
Money. And then, what did they do? They turned around and did Waco.
Yeah.
This is your Democrat Party. I believe
same president, same attorney general.
And all this was is the same thing that Obama is doing today. Pick out all your fights. Just get your foot in the door. That's all you got to do. They start banning these guns that they're talking about now. These clips that they're talking about now. It's only a few more years. They'll be wanting to ban something else. They'll want, and in the end, they'll ban everything until they got you under 100% control. And all these people who say the fight will start when they come after my gun. Now there are a bunch of stupid people.
Or it can't happen.
Because ain't none of them going to have the guts to fight.
Right. That's why I brought up Ruby Ridge. Thank you for the details, because I didn't have all the details. It's been a long time since I went over the story. And the reason I wanted to bring it up was that government does have the ability and the will to come after people with machine guns, with helicopters, with whatever weaponry that they want. And now they're trying to take our weaponry to defend ourselves against that away.
Yeah, and if they want to see what could happen, just look at what happened in Waco. They invaded those people worse than they fight these people in Afghanistan now. They invaded those people with tanks, helicopters, machine guns, everything they could. We're talking about just a bunch of people who were living their life the way they wanted to.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say real quick that, you know, who would have thought, you know, people may not be thinking about it, but look at those old Terminator movies that are like 20 years old and The Matrix, which is like over 10 years old, where they had drones flying around in the sky. And we're about to have over 10,000 drones in American air sky spying on American citizens.
That's my point. Over America.
Yeah, in American airspace, over 10,000 it's either 2015 or 2016, but they're in production right now.
Alex, that's off our protection. That's just our protection.
I don't mean to interrupt, but do you remember the turn of the century when people were talking about the black helicopters?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that particular incident, the black helicopters are still around.
Absolutely.
And they're going to use them again when they have to. They just don't have a reason.
Hear what you guys keep saying. You keep saying these people and those people and the government as if they're not you.
No, they're not.
No.
That's right, they're not us.
Where did they come from?
They are people that have co-opted and taken over different parts of your government, and you've allowed it, and you vote for them every time.
What do you mean, you? If you're against that, that means you allowed it. What do you mean?
No, I didn't allow anything. I voted against it.
Okay, so what do you... Okay, in the meantime, while y'all...
Hold on, Trey.
While you guys are unraveling the conspiracy, what are you doing about it?
Tracy, answer the question.
haven't heard about progressives. I mean, we're here. We're not talking about it, and we're trying to educate the populace, because without education, you can't move forward. The problem that we have is people are undereducated and unknowledgeable about what's really going on. Once you know, then hopefully you'll change your policy, change your vote, and change what you do. But that's what we're here to make people think, because if you don't have a thinking population, you have a sleeping population.
You know what, Tracy?
You got zombies that are going to vote.
You know, Tracy, you're 100% right, except for one thing. These people don't want to be educated. You couldn't beat it in their head with a hammer.
Okay, well, if the majority of Americans don't want to be educated and it moves into a communist society, then that's America. Get over it.
No, it's not the America. It's not the America I want to give to my kids.
It's not? Well, what is it?
It's not the America I want to give to my kids. You want to give it to your kids?
Well, then do something about it.
What do you want me to do?
Hey, Michigan man.
You come to me and you stand
side
by side and we'll do it.
What's the point?
Go ahead,
Alex.
I was just going to say, Michigan man, you're confusing a democracy with the republic, with the constitutional republic that we have.
Right.
It was written specifically. I mean, I know people are ignoring the Constitution these days, but the way it's written, if we follow it, it is to prevent exactly what you're talking about, where the majority just rules every time, and the opinion or the will of the majority supersedes their rights, or in the will of the minority. Now, it was written specifically to prevent that. So that what you're talking about is democracy, a pure democracy, which we don't have, or at least we shouldn't.
Right.
I'm not confusing either one of those with any of those. Ultimately, what you're talking about is ideas and groups of people pushing ideas. And hopefully these ideas will win over these ideas. So you're still talking about organized people. So
the thing is,
you can't organize people against that and people can organize it for it, then what are you saying?
Here's the problem you run into.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa.
Okay, yo, check it out. Okay, Tracy, then South Carolina.
I was going to say, they're not organized. They're manipulated. They're not organized because they're not a part of the organization. They're just the drones or some of the pawns that go and vote, but they're not an organized group of people. You need to understand.
Well, you better stop passing out suckers then.
Well,
if you got the true ideals, then you stop. If all they want is a sucker, then you pass them out.
No, all you need to do is wake up. Once you become, once you allow the stimulation of the mind will think on its own and say, I want to be free. The problem is we have been conditioned for slavery, and we're walking inside of a slave mentality, waiting on the system to take care of us and telling us what to do and how to do it. And until you wake up a people that's sleeping and make them realize that they were slaves,
boy,
they will never be free. And our problem is, we think we're free, but we're really not. We're free.
No doubt about it. Alex, go ahead.
I didn't have anything else. I mean, I agree with Tracy. I mean, we're very much enslaved in the society. And we're just like walking dead here. We're like zombies. It's insane.
That is true. That is true. I wanted to address that you have to wake up and understand that people will do things to you as long as you allow them to do it. That's what they do. They will take you over. They will take your rights for their own reasons. They will take them just because they can. Because people want power. People want control. There's a lot of things going on to why this is, and lots of questions behind. Who are the real people in control, and why do they want to do certain things to the people? Why do they want the control over the people like they want? What is that thing? And the last couple seconds, we got a 330-692. Get it in, because we're about to go home.
Well, what I like to do is I don't want them to close the gun show loophole, because what I do is I buy guns and then I sell them at gun shows like for cash to criminals, to the black market. See, I like to because they don't require me to do a background check, so I like to sell to the black market for cash. That's a cash business for me, so I don't want them to close that loophole.
Well, I don't
because
think
that's how I make my money.
I don't think that the gun shows are the, are those people.
I see the black market. Well, you realize that the majority of guns that get into the black market, they enter through that gun show loophole where people like me sell them because there's no gun ancestry. I'm for the NRA because the NRA opposes gun history and gun ancestry for that reason.
We're getting ready to go.
You can't trace it back to me.
Caller, okay, listen, I got to get ready to go because we only have 90 seconds, but I want you to call again next week. We will discuss this in part again because we open line Monday next week afternoon with Tracy and friends. Tracy and the air chair, the newly elected treasurer of the Ohio Republican Party. And Yeah, whatever you are. She's there. She's assistant treasurer. I'm sorry. 60 seconds to go. We got to go. Everybody, we love you. Sir, on the gun show, I understand. Let's do something about the gun shows. That's something we do need to do. And so that's something that's fine, but not taking the ability for us to defend ourselves. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. God bless you. Tracy, I'll talk to you in a minute. We'll see you later. Thank you.